interview is presented by Ruth Schmidt, a student at Saginaw Valley College, for the history of Saginaw Valley, interviewing Mr. John Schmidt on coal mining on November 25th, 1972. Do you know who founded the Monitor coal mine, Mr. Schmidt?
People by the name of Seckelmeyer. Seckelmeyer who founded the coal mine, and they put the first shaft down in Bay County.
In what year, Mr. Schmidt?
That's about 1897, something like that.
Good. Describe the conditions in the coal mine, such as the atmosphere, dangers of collapse, and etc., Mr. Schmidt.
They used to, and they, then of course, down to get fresh air down there, they had to put down another shaft, which what they call air shaft, and they put a great big fan there, and this fan would blow the air down into the mine, and then they distribute the air down by brandishing off certain parts and putting doors on there to make the air go circle around where the men was working.
How did the coal miners get air down in the coal mines? You just said that, didn't you? How did the coal miners get air down in the coal mines?
Air died by this fan through what they call the air shaft. And they had a big fan there to blow this air down into the mine and blow fresh air down, so they had fresh air down there all the time.
Was it hard to breathe down in the mines?
You couldn't breathe at all, no. Not with a fan running, with the air shaft, with the air fan running, it would just be just like being on top of the ground. The air would be.
What are the advantages and disadvantages of working in a coal mine?
Well, they'd have to work with the light down there all the time. At them days when they first started the mine, they used to use lard oil, what they call with a wig on the end of the spout, like where the lard would come out there, and then it'd light this. That's all the mines they had. Or in the later years, they got what they call the carbide lights, and where they'd fill the bottom half with carbide and water in the top half, and then this water could drip down there, and it forced the light, There only one bad thing about that light was when you cut in the black damp, them lights would, with the forced car light, you know, they would burn, and you wouldn't know whether there was air in there or not. But like with the oil lamp, an oil lamp wouldn't burn in the black damp.
Describe how the miners got down to the mines.
They all got onto this, onto the cage, what they call a cage, an elevator, run by a man with a steam engine. And the men would get on there and stand up, and there'd be about so many would go on a cage at one time, and then they'd leave the men down that way, and they'd bring them up the same way again.
Also describe how the miners brought the coal out of the mines.
Oh, they had to shoot the coal down. When they first started, they had to shoot the coal on the solid, had to dig it off in the solid, you know, that dig in the ways, and then they'd shoot it from the side in. That would break it loose. Then they'd load this into the cars, and they shoved these cars at a track down in a laid track, like a railroad track. Then they'd shove this car onto this cage, and this cage would hoist it up out of the ground.
Describe the process of sinking shafts for mines. Describe the process of sinking shafts for mines.
Sinking shafts. Well, They started right out on the top with a pick and shovel, like we like you would be digging a well, only that they were square. Their coal mines were square shafts, and they was had timber all around and a square here and planking in behind. And the first about 50 feet would be clay, and then underneath that clay there would be the slate which would cover the coal. And then there'd probably be about 50 feet or 60 feet of slate or something like that, and the coal would be underneath that, and they'd have to go through this slate down there to get into the coal.
Well, did they use the timber? Was that so the mines wouldn't collapse?
Oh yes, you have to use the timber, and even down below, the slate was, as a rule, was pretty strong, but ever so often, they'd have to put up a post, and then what they call it was a cap piece, a kind of a wedge, and they'd wedge this post up in under there to hold the slate up.
Tell how they eliminated water from the mines.
And then when they got water down in the mine, they had to, like when they made the shaft, they always made what they call a quarter shaft, which would be a small shaft alongside of the other two shafts. And they'd run the pipes down in there, and they'd run these pumps like a steam pump. They would run them by air, compressed air. And so they had to have an air compressor to compress air down in there, push air down in there to run these pumps to pump the water out.
What were the wages of a coal miner, and how did they compare with wages on other jobs?
At that time, there wasn't very much difference in the wages, but a man working in a coal mine, as a rule, was doing pretty good. He was good, They wouldn't do nothing else but mine coal.
You said before that they were paid by the ton. Will you explain?
Yeah, each man had a number, and each man had a number, and on a metal tag, and he'd stick this onto the car, and as his car was dumped out into the weigh pan, up in the tipple, it was weighed. And then they had a big sheet down there where every man's number would be on there, and then they put the weight of this coal on this sheet here. So they was working by the ton. They was getting so much a ton for the coal, they was digging. So the man that digged the most coal would get the most money.
Name the coal mining companies in operation in the early 1900s.
In the early 1900s, about that time, there was just about starting in 1900, and the Robert Yates Coal Company, and the Beaver, they had what they call a Beaver Coal Mine, and the Consolidated Coal Mine. They all, at one time, there was around 15 coal mines in Bay County, which right now, I don't think there is any right now, on account of the top got too bad and too expensive for the for timber and water, pumping water, and it got so expensive that the coal got pretty hard to get too, so they discontinued operating.
What type of clothing and equipment was worn by the miners, and whether it supported, was good use or not?
Well, most of these fellas are now, at my time anyway, they was wearing boots, and they was wearing usually white pants that wasn't dyed at all, just clear white pants, and used to have heavy underwear, and so when you sweat down there, you wouldn't get cold.
What effect did coal mining have on the economy of Bay County?
The what?
What effect did coal mining have on the economy of Bay County?
Oh, at one time there was quite a few coal mines around in there, and there was selling a lot of coal around in Bay County, and shipping it out. Even the railroads used to use it, and stuff like that. So it really paid at that time. It was a booming business.
What was the coal used for in Bay City at this time?
At that time, they was using it all over. Using it for heating homes, and using it in the factories for making steam, and the railroads used to use it to fire their locomotives with. So at that time, the coal was really going business.
Describe what the town of Bay City was like in the coal mining era of the early 1900s.
Well, there was no automobiles, for one thing, at that time. There was nothing but horse and buggy. And if you want to go anywhere, well, they had streetcars, too. But even at the streetcars, when it was making electricity, the streetcars running with electricity, even then, there was the electricity was made by coal, too, by producing steam.
Was this a very elegant and fashionable age? Was this a very fashionable and eligible age, elegant age?
I don't know.
Like dresses and how the men dressed. How did the men dress in the coal mining era?
Oh, how did they? At that time, the traffic was no, there was no traffic, only by the horse and buggy. And the miners at that time used to live around near the coal mines. Even this coal company would build houses so they'd have a place to live. And in a lot of places, like we call this here, this first mine that was put down, they named this little village like Colfax. And there was, at one time, there was two stores there, and the people had to walk to the store for their groceries at that time.
Do you know at that time what the dress was like, what the men wore? Mr. Schmidt, do you know what the men wore at this time?
Dress?
Oh, the dress. I don't think they was dressed very much different than what they are now, as far as I can tell. I was only about 5 years old when this Sagelmeyer mine was put down, and I remember that so well yet. But they didn't have no railroad cars in at that time. They had to take these mining cars, and they had a track built down as far as the railroad, and then they hauled this coal down there with a horse, and the horse would pull about four of these mining cars, and then they'd dump it in the railroad car up on the railroad track. That is way back in about 1895, about.
What caused Michigan to stop mining its coal?
Well, the reason they quit mining coal in Michigan mostly was because there is lots of coal yet, but the top is too not good enough, and the bottom is soft, and it costs too much to produce the coal, and most lots of these places where I know there is 7 feet of coal, 7 and 8 feet of coal. And one place I know there's 9 feet of coal, but it'd have to go through about 8 to 10 feet of quicksand to get down to the coal, and it's too expensive that for what profit they could get out of the coal, so they just didn't bother with it.
Grandpa, I wondered.
see. Oh, it's still.
How can you play it back?